good morning, dear colleagues. Since this is the first time I take the floor, I'd like to start by thanking the group of eminent experts for your very important work, and I would like also to thank all the panelists for your very important remarks. Indeed, we have been listening quite attentively from all the different perspectives and what measures we could take to better implement the DDPA. Well, for China, our stance has been constant that we believe the DDPA is not only a banner for the world to fight against racism, but also it is a shared commitment of the international community. Especially for us, we always believe for people of different ethnic groups and different cultures, we should have more dialogue and exchange. And we always believe that civilizations are equal and they should learn from each other and have dialogue and show more inclusiveness towards each other. Plus, we believe that freedom of expression should not be used as an excuse to incite confrontations and conflicts between different civilizations. Since we have been following very closely of the discussions of these days, there are several specific questions that I would like to ask. To begin with, since today we are talking about to mobilize the political will, and as we touched upon the topic yesterday, that we do witness there are some if you like, there are some countries that have benefited historically from slavery, from transatlantic slave trade, and from colonialism. My question would be, are there any specific measures or practical measures that we could take to encourage these countries to show more political will? So this is my first question. And my second question is, we have been talking about hate speech and confrontation between different civilizations. Are there any practical measures that we can take to facilitate or to promote the exchanges between different civilizations so that we tackle the root causes of lack of understanding? Because sometimes you have hate speech because you have fear or because you don't really know about the other culture or the other civilization. So we're thinking, are there any specific measures we can take to actually facilitate more exchanges so as to eliminate the soil, if you like, or the breeding ground for such hate speech? And in particular, we have been talking about new and emerging technologies such as AI that could give rise to such stereotype or such hate speech. We're wondering, are there any specific advice in this regard to tackle racism in the new and emerging technology? And my third question is that, we have been discussing about the resolutions that have been adopted at the Council. One of them would be the very important resolution promoted by the African group, From Rhetoric to Reality. And as the panelist from the OHCHR has shown this morning, there have been many activities and initiatives which we really appreciate, and we would believe they could, you know, if they're fully implemented or facilitated, of course, they will exert really good influence. But my question is there any way that we could better follow up or to make sure that we are, or are there any other measures that we could take to make sure that there is more synergy pulled while we carry out all these initiatives and activities? So that is my basically what I want to say, and thank you very much.